Episode 12 of the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yep, it is Sunday. Sunday! And so you're listening to the best blues, not only in Iowa, but the Midwest and everywhere else. And all points in between. Updates. As you know, last week we dedicated the show to Dan Duran from Kansas City. And unfortunately, he did pass away in the middle of the week. And it is sad. But the outpouring of love to him on his Facebook page was amazing. The number of people that tuned in to our show to hear him again was amazing. All I can say is that Dan, not only was he my hero, but he was a hero to a lot of people in the Midwest and even overseas. First time ever that I have listeners from both Spain and Germany, which totally shocked me. I wasn't even sure that people picked that stuff up out there, but it is the World Wide Web. And then one other thing I wanted to update you on here, as far as Dan goes, there is a jam session. It'll be in Kansas City. Tonight is August 7th. So this is 2 weeks away, so if you've downloaded this before the time comes up, then you'll be able to do this. But on August 21st at 6:30, there's going to be a memorial jam for him at Knuckleheads, and that's 2715 Rochester Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri. And I believe Knuckleheads is one of the bigger bars down there, and I believe this is one of the blues where the blues is played. Should be plenty of room, and if you're in the area, you definitely want to get there. Unfortunately for me, my first day of school, because I'm a school teacher, is the next day, so there's no way I'm going to be able to make it. Hope you guys have a good time down there. So again, that's August 21st at 6:30 p.m. Also on the local front, Jimmy Scribner, who was a hero to a lot of musicians. He may not have been a musician, but he was a musician's friend. He also died this week after a long battle with cancer. And he worked at House of Bricks. I'd met him like a couple of times, because I being in the blues, and coming back into town as late as I did, I missed out on really knowing him well. But a lot of the guys I played with knew him, and loved him, and he was just an amazing, nice guy that seemed to inspire a lot of musicians, and definitely a musician's friend. So we're sorry that he has left as well, and hope for the best for, because we're gonna miss him. Like I said, I'd seen him a few times. I've seen him a few times at the Hull Avenue, but yeah, just all around a good guy, and he will be missed. All right, let's update the showcase here. We've got season 5 coming up. Officially, it's going to be 4 shows, although technically I have the whole year blocked out over at Grandview. So the first show is September 25th. It's the last Sunday of the month, and it will be that way through October and November. And then December is going to be early. It's going to be December 11th. And these will be live recordings, brand new season. So if you can be there, please show up. We would love to see you. I am booking it right now. If you would like to be a part of it, and you don't have to be from Des Moines or Iowa to be a part of it, you can just contact me, tgary@grandview.edu. That's my Grandview email. And all the shows, of course, will be at the Speed Lyceum at Grandview University. And they will be, doors will open at 6, show starts at 7, and we'll be recording from 7 to 9. And we'll be doing probably two shows at a time. And then those will air at a later date. We don't do a live podcast. I don't have that technical ability at this point. Nor do I think I ever will. I'm pretty simple with this. Yeah, come on out for that. And it should be a good time. I already got 3 people booked. And hopefully we'll have all this booked in the next 3-4 weeks. But, you know, when you're dealing with blues musicians, it's a lot like herding cats. It's trying to get them to say, oh, yeah, I can do that. You know, 2 months in the future is really tough. So, I'm used to it. So, anyway, expect a new show starting September 25th and December 11th. The reason for the early show is because going on their Christmas break. And so, if I went at the last Sunday in December, we'd basically be playing to nobody. So, we'd probably play to somebody, but I wanted the kids to be able to hear us, because part of the reason I'm doing this, and then part of the reason we're teaming up with the Grandview Swing Club, is that we're trying to bring the blues to young people. You know, it's frustrating. I was talking to John East, who I played with years with here in the blues, about how frustrating it is playing for, you know, young people and some of the things they've said about blues. And I think the only way to change that is just to let them hear what it's really like, and show up where they're at. And I know the swing dancers love us, so, I mean, you know, not all young people dislike blues, so we're just going to keep the fight going. All right. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be interesting. This is the mythical show of January 25th, 2003. And it's mythical because half of it disappeared. We knew, actually, right after the first hour of the show, that something had happened and we had lost the first hour. It just disappeared. And not really sure what happened. Don't know if it was a technical glitch or what, but it just wasn't there. So there's only 1 hour of this particular showcase. So, and we're going to hear it tonight. It is has Willie James Shea and Jimmy Schieffer. They're going to be doing some Delta blues. And Willie James Shea is, again, one of these great guys that should be playing a lot of blues. But unfortunately, he doesn't play very much right now. He does play jazz, and he teaches. And I think he sells musical equipment. But he should be, you know, a blues legend in this town. And then there's Jimmy Schieffer, who's going to be joining on harmonica. Again, a great player, but does not play as much. And then we have a band called the Living Stones. I don't even know if they're around anymore. It was led by the former lead singer of RH Blues Factor. His last name, his first name was Bob. And they are really interesting. They called themselves gospel blues, but I really think Christian blues is probably a better definition. But they were some talented musicians. So you're going to be pleased with the musicianship on this. And so they would be the next guest. And then our final guest will be Steve George, who will be part of our jam session that we always did at the end of the show, where we got all our musicians and guests together and and did one rocked out version of Mustang Sal. Enjoy. Also, there's a reference to Steve owning a pharmacy. What you probably don't know is that not only is he a musician, but he also was a actor. And he, 10 years ago, was all over the state in commercials and billboards for Medicap Pharmacy. And he was dressed up like a pharmacist, and he was, you know, helping people on TV. And so we used to joke about his string of pharmacies that he owned. So that's what that was for. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have wasted enough of your time. So let's get into the January 25th, 2003 version of the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. I'm going to introduce to you, call yourself a name again, what is that? Delta what? Yes. Delta Blues Experience with Jammin' Jimmy and Willie James Shay, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away.
Well, as usual, it's great to be here. Actually, this is very nice. This is a nice little place to start doing this. We have to thank Chuck for giving a place to be. Okay. All right. Anyway, this is our Reverend Gary Davis. Let's get together. Down here, let's get together, right down here. Let's get together, children, right down here. Let's get together, right down here. Let's do our praying, right down here. Let's do our praying, right down here. Let's do our praying, children, right down here. Let's do our praying right down here. Come on, Jimmy. Thank you. I got a dreamy eye girl. She lived down on Cherry Street. I got a dreamy eye girl. She lived down on Cherry Street. She fooled around with every good old guy she meets. Well, I told my baby last night, you know it all night before. Woman, you don't quit your flu. Man, you can't be mine no more. She put both hands on her hips. These are the words she said.
Willie James Shea.
Very, very nice. Very nice. We're getting there.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Me too. You don't mind if I tune while we talk to you?
Yes, go ahead. So it's a Johnson guitar. I never heard of Johnson before. Why don't you tell us about the Johnson?
Mama told me not to talk about the Johnson.
Hey, this is a G-rated show. Now watch it.
Well, actually, it is a kind of cute guitar, and it comes from Music Link. They own Johnson, or they got the name. The cool part about it to me is this would have cost me probably somewhere around $3,000 or $30,000 to get this tone 10 years ago, at least three, and possibly 30. $100.
Wow!
So, it's a real blues story. And it's cool. It's very nice. And it's bell, yeah, it's made out of bell brass, made in Sheffield, England. The body is. The wood is Honduras mahogany for the neck. And it sounds pretty good. And it works very nicely.
Well, you got another song there for us there, Willie. And Jammin' Jimmy. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Willie James Shea and Jammin' Jimmy.
This is another one. I always love doing this. It actually is about 10 different blues songs in one, but this is the gospel one. Well, we're going to change our mind. We're going to have to do something else. Hold on. Yeah, no, listen, now we can do. We got to move. You play the A harp. Got to move, yes, move. You got to move, yes, Lord. But when God, yeah, ready, you got to move.
You got to move.
smooth. Wake up, get ready. Got to move. You got to move. Got to move. Got to move. Yes, it's. Wake up, get ready. You got to move. Got away from me a little.
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie James Shea and Jim and Jimmy. Alrighty, let's hear it for him. We're live. Ladies and gentlemen, now, for your listening pleasure, a band I'm really glad that is here. They're going to bring some church into you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Living Stones. Yeah.
Some too. You met me at the rugged cross. Now shine like two-toned shoes. Before I met you, Jesus. Thank you. another minute. The Lord's waiting here for you. Here we go now. You just ask him for forgiveness, serving day by day. Meet him at the rugged cross, and this is what you'll say. Now I know you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking away all my blues. Oh, my blues. 'Cause now that I've been born again, well, I'll only sing the good news. Thank you so much. Now we're going to do a song by AC/DC. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're going to do an original song. Here's a song I wrote. I think I'm going to have to switch harps here. Get out my trusty D harp. We'll be right back.
Living Stones. Hey, what a wonderful thing. Hey, how you doing there, Bob?
I've been just dandy.
Hey, it's good to see you again. It's been a long, long time.
Yes, it sure has.
And this is a really, it's a cool band and a neat concept. Why don't you kind of explain what's going on here?
Well, after doing all the clubs with all you guys and everything, I started feeling, you know, like I was kind of disjointed, you know. I didn't know why. And I just quit. Mm-hmm. I went on like a hiatus, you know. I thought it was all over because it was just kind of, everything just kind of died inside. And all of a sudden, I came to a point where I realized what I needed was God in my life. So I start going to church, and I gave him everything, you know. And all of a sudden, he gave me back my love for blues. And I said, well, what can I do with the blues, man? You know, everything I ever sang in the blues was, you know, getting drunk and cheating on your old lady or something, you know. But I found, I realized that it wasn't so much the music as it was the message. So I had a whole new genre, just sort of. I mean, it was still the blues, but you can play the blues, but you don't have to feel blue.
Cool. Well, and I tell you too, I mean, it's tough doing the bar scene, and you got all the people that are drinking and smoking, and it's part of the reason why we don't do that, you know, our show in that kind of place, because it's just a negative atmosphere, and we like being here where it's positive, and we like people like you coming in, because I can feel the lightness coming in just by you guys playing here.
Well, thank you very much, but you know something, I still love all my friends that a lot of times when you go through a situation like this, you end up with people thinking, oh, he's holier now and all that, but that couldn't be further from the truth. I still have a love in my heart for all of my old friends, and my prayer is that they come to a point in their life where they can feel what I feel.
Cool. I was just wondering if you could really, really quickly introduce your band. Tell us who's all here today.
Well, there's Ed over on the saxophone, Jeff on trombone and keyboards, Audrey on the piano, Dave on the guitar, Dwayne back there on the drums. A lot of people you know Dwayne, and Andrew on the bass, and sitting out there in the audience is Brian, and he does some backup work for us. And sitting next to him is Russ, and he does a lot of fill-in work and does sound for us and stuff. So we have a pretty full group of people here. We just really love the Lord, and we love the blues, too.
Cool. So. Can you do another quick song for us?
Yes, we can.
All right.
This is a song that a friend of mine and I wrote a long time ago. It's called Valley of the Blues.
Myself in the valley of the blues.
peaceful streams he leads me. His love for me remains the same. He lifts me by his mighty power to bring honor to his holy name.
Living Stones, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with the world's most famous jam session after this short timeout. Okay. All right. Are we back? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the world's famous jam session. That's right. You guys are so kind. I know we're like 15 minutes over late, but see, the beauty of editing is you'll never know that. Of course, the other thing you won't know is that the first hour is off in cyberspace somewhere, and you'll never hear that either. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the world's famous blues jam here at the showcase. And we have with us my good buddy, Steve George. He owns a chain of pharmacies. I know you see him on TV all the time. All right, we're going to do it. Yes. Okay. All right, we'll do a little Mustang sound. Thank you. Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio. Also brought to you by Starry Nights Coffee House. In the heart of the DMAC campus, Building 5 in Ankeny, Iowa. Our show is directed by Tom Gehry, Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, and Jono Smith. Engineered by Jay Taylor, written by Frank Strong, musical direction by Jono Smith. My name is Tom Gehry. Join us next week. We have our special guest, Mr. Bob Pace, Blues Inc., Jammin' Jimmy, and the wonderful TBA Band. That's right.
Yeah.
So come on back next week. We love you very much. And